You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to the company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. My dear friends in Christ, these words from Amos reflect the nature of his former life, which was probably tedious and very predictable by today's standards. More than likely, he had no desire to be anything or anyone else other than a shepherd who also cared for sycamore trees. He would dress the sycamore trees. And for those of you who are not familiar with dressing sycamore trees, this is what it involved: pinching the thin stalks which produce a fig-like fruit. In this way, the plants would grow with vibrancy, they would be robust, healthy, and sweet. Just a little pinch. But God had other plans for Amos, other sheep to tend, other plants to cultivate. So building on his talents as shepherd and pruner, he would be transformed by God into a prophet, a divinely appointed spokesman to the people. And eventually, he would become one of the 12 minor prophets of the Old Testament. Amos lived in the 8th century BC, and during a period of relative peace and prosperity in Israel, he preached liberally. However, called to be a prophet, he became acutely aware of the people's neglect of the covenant, their disregard for the stranger, the needy, the homeless, the sick, and the poor. Amos was an unlikely candidate to be prophet. He responded willingly and generously to God's call, becoming a fierce defender of God's sacred word. But unfortunately, Amos never truly completed his mission, but was exiled by those to whom he was sent. Consequently, he wrote down the word of God, trusting that the voice of the Lord, which instilled itself in his consciousness and in his very being, would never be silenced, either for the people of his generation or for generations to come. Paul, another very unlikely ambassador of the Lord, addressed his words to the church in Ephesus, encouraging them to be faithful and forgiving, true disciples of Christ, redeemed by his cross and his resurrection. Old Ephesus is located in modern-day Turkey, and I fondly recall visiting there with my father many years ago. Near to the center of the city, there was a square, an ancient gathering place, and at its center was this very, very large rock. And, as I was told, Paul would position himself on this rock to announce the gospel of Christ to the citizens of Ephesus. I thought to myself how striking a figure Paul was, given the height of that lofty stone where he stood and boldly proclaimed God's word to the people. Paul writes in today's second reading, "In Christ you were chosen, destined, sealed, and promised with the Holy Spirit." You are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Within the rich tradition of Old Testament prophets, Paul exhorts the Christian community to be faithful to God in all things, to announce boldly the good news of salvation, Jesus, the very word and sacrament of God. Mark, in his gospel, describes the sending forth of the 12 apostles as messengers of the good news, as Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit after his baptism by John to fast, pray, and confront the tempter. So too does Jesus send his closest allies in the ministry into the world with its many challenges, valleys and peaks, its light, its darkness, its blessings, its maledictions. Jesus instructs them, take nothing but a walking stick. Be content that God, the giver of all good gifts, will care for you, feed you, comfort you, empowering you to do what I do, to pray as I pray, to heal as I heal, to preach as I preach, to love as I love, to dispel darkness, malice, and evil as I have done. Have faith. Do not be afraid. Beloved, as Jesus understood and cherished these 12 men, so too does the Lord understand and cherish each one of us. You and I, by God's grace, are living extensions of Christ in this world. His word, his sacrament, his ministry, his suffering, his triumph, his very life within us. Do you remember the first time you were on your own, sent forth, so to speak, leaving the comfort of home and hearth, the familiar, away from parents, family, and friends, perhaps to college or university, trade school, a first job in another city, maybe military service? You ventured out, spreading your wings, an independent self in a marvelous and sometimes treacherous, complex, and troubled world. This we did with hesitation, perhaps some anxiety and anticipation, joy, but also a little fear of the future. Nevertheless, we blindly plunged forward, not really knowing what to expect or what would lie ahead. Questions, doubts, and thoughts menacingly darted about in our head. Do we have the gumption? Do we have the ability to successfully do what needs to be done? To take that necessary leap into the unknown, testing our limits, facing our fears and our inadequacies, taking responsibility for our own choices, the raw stuff that life is made of. But in spite of it all, we, each in our own way, venture beyond our personal comfort zone into the unfamiliar, to climb new mountains, to meet great challenges, to love without counting the cost, to confront our worst fears, and to enjoy our greatest joys. Well, this is exactly what the disciples of Jesus willingly accepted that day, the day Jesus sent them out into the unknown. They, like us, were vulnerable, anxious, and apprehensive. But be assured, my friends, that as it was for them, so too it is for you and me. The vast unknown can be very frightening and unpredictable, to walk humbly with God, to journey faithfully with Christ, to carry one's cross, leads us on a truly miraculous adventure, lived out and affirmed each and every day of our lives. Yes, together we climb the mountain of the Lord, stumbling and faltering clumsily on the way. But in spite of ourselves, throughout this journey, Christ encounters us as we acquire knowledge of God, surrendering all to the Lord who saves us with his outstretched hand. Beloved, you have been invested with the mantle of discipleship by virtue of your baptism in Christ. Journey with Christ. Live in the freedom of the children of God. Put away all division, sin, indifference, and despair. Cast away fear, for fear is useless, a great deception and a tool of the evil one. In all things, rejoice in hope. Be of great faith, filled with a love, joy, and peace, which no one and no thing can take from you. This sacred journey, your journey, my journey, guided by the Holy Spirit, will lead you to Christ. Share Christ with the world, with all whom you meet along the way. And don't forget, remember, take only a walking stick. And may the God of mercy bless you, holding you always in the palm of his hand.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.